Obviously, we were backed up a lot in the first half. Our defense was doing a great job of, you know, holding them to not getting in the end zone, but, you know, we're staying backed up. But I think we did a good job of getting some first downs and keeping the field position kind of neutral for the most part. But then they gave us that big turnover and got us some momentum, and we took care of the rest of the game from there.
You guys were up 7-6 there in the third quarter. Game kind of still could have went either way. You caught them again with 12 men on the field. It seems like that strikes at least once a week for a big play. How big of a momentum shifting play was that, obviously, because it led to points?
Well, it was big. I mean, I think we were in a long drive there. Obviously, they're getting tired, and we got to keep those third guys on the field. That's our goal there. You know, obviously, we're probably getting a little tired too, and we don't want them to get fresh bodies on the field. So if they try to sub, it doesn't take, it's one word, and we all line up and we know what to do. So it's worked for us multiple times over the years. Will continue to work for us, and it's something the teams are prepared for now. So they gotta stay on the field, and if not, we'll take advantage of it.
How quickly did you know you were gonna get behind Wagner and be clear of the safety on that?
I don't know how quick. I mean, you don't ever know what the safety's gonna do. Obviously, Randall, I think, was to my side, and that was about it, I think. And then I'm pretty sure Randall probably, you know, went wide, and Earl probably went that way a little bit. So I didn't know. Once I went inside Earl, I didn't know where he was gonna end up at the end of the play. So. But Aaron obviously threw a perfect ball, and we were able to connect.
How encouraged are you by the defensive effort and how complete that can make this team?
I mean, they played extremely well. They stopped the run. They got after the quarterback. The back end, you know, held it down. So that's something that they, you know, we have all the faith in the world in them. We don't feel like we have to go in and put up 40 points a game. We know they're going to have our backs, and there's going to be games we're going to have their back. It's the way this league works. We're a complete team, and we just got to continue to build. The first one every year is a hard one to get. It's a great one to get, and now we're ready to, you know, move on.
Similar thing offensively, Jordy, is you think you're going to score every time you get the ball, but in a game where touchdowns are hard to come by and you got to grind out some drives, what does a win like this, a gritty win, do for you guys offensively and team-wise?
I think it's great. There's a lot of positives we'll be able to take out of this game. I think we moved the ball well. We had some miscues here and there that, you know, kind of stubbed our toe. But we're being productive. And when you're backed up, you know, our first goal is to get a first down and then try to get the field position back. And I think we did that a couple times. Would we like to extend it and, you know, go 90-some yards for a touchdown? Absolutely. But it's hard to do against that team. Hopefully, you know, we'll continue to improve on that and just continue to stay ahead of the chains. But I think once we got back out in the second half, we were able to control the game a little bit with the run and the pass and stay ahead of the chains and continue to move it. And then we had a couple big shots here and there.
500 catches plus.
Did not know that was even close.
It's a big number.
It is. Again, I think we had some of these conversations last year. It's an honor to be a part of this organization. I've been extremely blessed to play with Aaron for the majority of the time. I had some other quarterbacks, but for the most part, it's been him. And there's not a better guy you want to play with. I mean, he obviously helps us out drastically in what we're able to do. Over here, we're just trying to do our job and let him do his and, you know, find the open guy. So it's fun to continue to rack up the stats. I mean, you're in the league for 10 years. Hopefully, it's happening that way. So, hopefully it continues. It's fun to have that and look back on. And yeah.
Yeah, but you're in good company. Driver, Sharp, Lobson, Nelson. Those are the four guys that have done it in this franchise.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, and I mean, obviously, I play with Donald. A lot of respect for what he did here. What he taught me. I owe a lot to those guys, Donald and Greg and James. We showed up today out of the middle of nowhere, which was awesome to see him today. So, those guys taught me a lot my first couple years. I came in very, very green, I guess, only playing 3 years of receiver in college. They allowed me to develop and they allowed me to learn. And, I have a lot of respect for those guys and thank them a lot for what they taught me. And, help me get to where I am today.
Was James in the locker room at all before? And
he did sneak in here. I think he said our security needs to up a little bit. No, he snuck in here right before we went out for warm-ups. It was great to see him. Obviously, him retiring is a big deal. He did a lot for this organization, obviously part of our Super Bowl run. Made a lot of big plays for us. Great in the community, great guy, great father, great husband. He's a joy to be here. I mean, he had us all cracking. I think it was great. He made us relax in a heartbeat. Everyone was happy to see him. He made his round out of the locker room and in the training room. So hopefully he made it out all right. So I think we're going to try to meet up with him sometime tomorrow and catch up. But it's great to see those guys. Like I said, it's great to have him back for that 1 year when he came back and I went down. And you miss those guys. It's hard to connect with everyone all the time. So when you see him, it's fun to just see that.
Was he giving you any of the better you than me kind of stuff with playing Seattle and taking some shots?
No, he informed us he's not too big of a fan, but he just told us to go out and do what we need to do. ball out for him. So hopefully he was pleased with the performance.